This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yep, the phone lines are open right now. Ethan said, what do you want to take calls on? I said, I don't really know, but I do kind of know a little bit. But if you want to jump in here with a topic of your own, but I got this on the X, formerly Twitter, from someone, and this really is one of my pet peeves, and I'm wondering if we can't maybe go down the road here this afternoon of St. Louis or Missouri pet peeves. Not to ignore those of you on the Illinois side, maybe we can take some of those as well. But here, there's a guy that said this, and he tagged the governor, Congresswoman Wagner, Senator Hawley, State Representative Justin Sparks, said I-44 between downtown St. Louis and Washington, Missouri, has piles of trash, discarded shipping plastic, wrecked tires, you name it, everywhere. Not show me state appropriate. Any chance we can get a cleanup? And I think that that's a very good question, because
it is.
I don't know. And I said this a pet peeve because I notice things like this. And typically when I come off of 44, when he says 44 all the way to Washington, that kind of surprises me, yeah, because I feel like I see more of it toward downtown. But when I exit off of Lafayette, you can, you know, that big interchange where people are coming either onto 55 or they're coming off 55 or they're going to 44 or they're on 44. There's a big plot of land in the middle of all that where there's, you know, grass, and I've seen homeless tents there as well. And it's just a bunch of trash. I mean, the amount of trash that I see on our roads sometimes to me is really staggering. And I mentioned, Sue, you know, when I lived in Jeffco before I moved to the house that I was in off of Romaine Creek, I would drive that road every day. And I'm just going to tell you something. It is what it is. I'm just calling it like I see it. There is a difference between Jeffco and St. Louis County when it comes to trash. And in Jeffco, on Romaine Creek, there was so much trash that I actually had to organize this with my neighborhood association. And usually there was like one or two women that would come out, and I'd do it, and I'd grab a bunch of black plastic bags. I'd have my orange hunting vest on so
you.
No one would hit me, and I'd have gloves on. And I filled up like 8 to 10 Jeez. Trash bags, sometimes on my own. And then I'd throw them in the back. I had a Jeep at the time. I'd throw them back in the Jeep, and I can't even remember where I had to dump them, because I don't think I could put it all in my trash. That's actually a valid question. But it's just unbelievable. You know what I would find more than anything else?
Oh, no.
Those little tiny bottles of booze, because people were drinking either on the way to work or on the way home from work, just tossing them on the side. But just everything, like, you know, big styrofoam cups or cans. I'm shocked by how many people are comfortable with simply opening up their window and throwing out, whether it's a bag of trash, a little bit of trash. I still see it on a regular basis, so I don't know what
it's
the answer is, but it's outrageous. It really is. So that's one idea here this afternoon. If you'd like to chime in here with pet peeves, whether they're road-related or otherwise, 314-241-9797, 241-9797. I got to find out which calls, because Ethan has to tell me when the callers are on the line. The other thing I would say about roads, you know, one thing I noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this around when you drive in the city, you don't go further out into the county, but there's so many road signs they can't even read what the damn road is. I think if you go
100%.
On Highway 40, if you go to Highway 40 to, you know, 270, mm-hmm. Like, if you're not from the area, you might get confused about this stuff.
Well, you know what? We have accidents out there fairly regularly, and I wonder if that's not part of it. Same thing. Let's say you are driving eastbound on 6440 and right around the Interbelt and then Hanley and those on-ramps that come from Hanley, and then if you get to the right, then suddenly you're on the on-ramp from Big Bend. If you aren't from here, I don't know how they do it. But there are accidents at Big Bend all the time.
241-9797. Jump on in here this afternoon. 314-241-9797. It doesn't have to be on, you know, that particular topic. I was thinking about, you know, taking calls on Mahmoud Khalil and his deportation. I didn't know if people would respond to that. You know, this is the fifth anniversary, too, of COVID and all the nonsense there. So there might be some thoughts on that terrible anniversary as well. But let's go to the phones here. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I was just wondering if what your thoughts might be if we took the illegal aliens or illegal immigrants of adult age males and made them serve maybe a 4-year stint in the military to get us some skin in the game, so that they could become U.S. citizens afterwards at the 4-year stint, and maybe do the GI Bill back where they could get maybe some sort of funding for further education.
I think it's an interesting idea, but this may piggyback on something, because someone out there might have to tell us what the current situation. We're told on a regular basis that there are people who might not be documented that do serve in the military. So I don't know the extent of that anymore. But look, I like where you're going with that from the very reason, if for only one reason, that I'd like a little assimilation. You know, I was thinking about this. If any of us would move to another country, I'd really feel pretty bad if I didn't know the language. If I go to Spain, if I go to France, I'm going to try to learn the language. Maybe I don't have that within my first year, but you know, maybe 5 years down the road, I'm going to be a little able to communicate. That does not happen. There's no assimilation, and I don't know how you force it, but that might be one area where you can get sort of creative. But thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Tom, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the trash topic you were referring to earlier.
Yes, sir.
And I agree, it's just a problem pretty much everywhere in Missouri, not just on a particular highway like 44. 270, the interchange of 270 and 170 or I-70 is awful. I don't get it. Why people just throw, like you said, Mark, trash out there? Where's it coming? I tell you what, a lot of times when I'm driving on the highway and trash trucks are going to the dump, there's stuff constantly flying out of trash.
Well, that's what I was going to point out. That's one of the issues, is that you have, you know, things falling out of the trash trucks. And then when the wind kicks up, look, like it did last week and even yesterday wasn't too calm, I think this stuff gets kicked everywhere. But there are areas that are worse than others. That's part of the point, I think, of the person who you know, tweeted at me.
Are there any penalties for doing that, like along the interstate?
Sure.
If you just throw a cup out, but nobody
enforces
it.
Like, I have signs even around my area where I live right now that said, you know, no littering, no trash dumping, punishable by up to $1,000 in fines. Well, when's the last time that's even happened, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
yeah,
thanks.
It's impossible to patrol that, but it's like, I don't know if our state needs to do like a massive marketing campaign to just try and guilt people into not doing that anymore, or... Mm. But it's definitely a problem. It's really sad.
It is sad.
It
and,
is.
You know, every once in a while, I'll still see, and this mainly happens in the city, but not always, I'll see someone in the parking lot of like a Walmart or a Target or something like that, and they're cleaning out their car, and they just throw it right there on.
Oh.
I even picked up some stuff today. I was at the High Ridge Walmart, and there was a Styrofoam QT cup that was just there that someone placed down. There was a trash can that was approximately 10 feet away from that.
Yes,
and I placed it in the trash can. It's not that hard if you just give it a little try. Jerry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, I wanted to kind of make the same point. Everybody has to gas up their car. So, you know, when you're at the gas station, there's a trash can. Please use them. That's what we have them there for.
But people don't do it. I mean, what used to be the real aggravator to me, and I think it's just that people aren't smoking as much, but a lot of people would just take their ashtrays out of their cars and dump it on the ground.
Oh,
right?
My
just
gosh.
Dump it on the ground. They don't care what's going on. I've gotten into a situation a couple times, and I'm really trying to back off from this because I don't recommend road rage. But you know, Sue, I'm a little type A. Might be an understatement. And I've seen people do this, and I want to chase them down.
I
know. A couple of times I've tried, because then I want to say, what the hell are you thinking about? That's not going to do any good, and
it
it's probably just going to get me shot.
We all have that urge.
Yes. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's see. Well, I might have just hung up on someone, and I didn't mean to do that. Hey, Ethan, Jerry calls back, put him to the front of the line because I might have. Sorry, Jerry. Let's see here. Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, first of all, as I was talking to Ethan, you know, I don't understand why the Dems are arguing with Trump trying to save taxpayer money. He's not only that, but then, you know, he's just trying to do exactly what the Democrats were trying to do 15 years ago, protect our border, put up a wall.
The Democrats were trying to do that 15 years ago?
They're the ones that approved the money for the wall back when Clinton was in office. I'm sorry, that's going way back.
I got you. Yeah, I see what your point is. Look, there are a lot of things that I even saw a bunch of clips today that Fox was running. I didn't have time to grab the audio, but all these clips from like 2010 and 2011 with Obama out there talking about the size of the federal government and reducing the size and scope and cutting programs. But the legacy media has conveniently forgotten all of that stuff, right? Kevin, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, the thing that bothers me and gets me upset driving around St. Louis is all the graffiti on the bridges, the buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drive on 70, and it's the same names over and over. And I think about, you know, if I didn't live here and I was coming from out of town and saw this,
it's awful.
I mean, I tend to avoid areas that have a ton of graffiti on them when I'm out of town. So it makes the town just look awful.
It does. If you're going into downtown,
you
can see it on the highways. Look, we have, that would be 14th and Shoto, that gas station that's no longer open over there, right?
Yep.
But it's graffiti, and it's just dilapidated.
Yep.
Now, that's right across from Peabody Housing Complex, which I think they're actually renovating some of those right now. But it's just so frustrating because you're not going to get the state to take care of all of this. This is why we have some portions of roads that are adopted. And by the way, I'm not risk averse to doing my part in helping out. And you do have, Charlie Brennan was always really good every year promoting a big trash cleanup. Odyssey, we've had, you know, instances where we've gone out as an organization and cleaned up parks and stuff like that as well. So sometimes it takes teamwork along those lines. But if you do have any pet peeves about St. Louis or the roads or anything, jump on in here. It's Telephone Tuesday on the Mark Reardon Show, 241-9797. They're calling this Telephone Tuesday because we're taking phone calls in the 4 o'clock hour. I think I hung up on Jerry before, so let's see if we can start with him. We have time for just a few more. David Strom from HotAir.com coming up in the next hour on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jerry, sorry for hanging up on you. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, you know, I'm good. I guess that'd be my new pet peeve would be getting hung up on, but I'll let you pass.
All right, thank you.
But the other thing, you know, you talked about people dumping out the cigarettes and stuff, and, you know, think about the people that are working at the gas station that has to clean that up, you know, that are, you know, leaving that around. They take pride in keeping their lots clean. I work for one of the local companies, and we see that all the time where people leaving a mess in a lot or destroying a bathroom, and it's just no fun for the employees.
Well, that's a great point, because
yes.
they do get stuck with it all the time. And I don't even really want to talk about the bathrooms because that will put this conversation into a completely different territory that we might not want to go to.
Yep, I'm sure we don't.
They're just disgusting, unfortunately. That's why it'll be very interesting to see what Fred has to do when he's in Japan, if he's you know, paying some money to use the toilet. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Hey, so, you know, the thing I've noticed the past couple of years is, you know, driving around, because I live in St. Peter's, I work in the city, and, you know, you see mattresses and stuff on the side of the road.
Yes.
These people, they're not throwing stuff out the window. They're stopping and dumping like they're at the local landfill.
It's true.
And I do see mattresses. I guess I assume with the mattresses that they fly off a truck, but maybe they are just dumping them, right?
No, because these things look like trash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I'm on my way to work, and, you know, Friday there's nothing, and go by on Monday, and there's a place where there's been a bunch of stuff dumped. But if you want to see a real prime example of it, because, see, I drive a truck for a living,
mm-hmm.
go to a truck stop parking lot and go drive back where the trucks are at. It will blow your mind.
Dang.
The amount of trash.
I don't think I want to see that.
Thrown out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to know.
And, you know, and by the way, I get the truckers have things, and I appreciate what they do. But one of the things that people say every once in a while is when you're cleaning up the side of the road, the truckers sometimes do their thing when they're driving, and they throw bags of pee into the ditches, whether it's, you know.
No.
Yeah, that's like a I'm not saying it happens on a regular basis, but I know that when I've talked about this topic before, people have relayed those stories.
Holy Toledo.
That's kind of gross.
Ooh, right. I was happy in my ignorance.
Greg, you get the final word here. How are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Is that me?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
Hey, so you were talking about the little liquor bottle. So as a recovering alcoholic and somebody who drove and drank in my job for years, I will tell you that most alcoholics will stop and buy the mini liquor bottles, and they know that having them in the car is a open container.
Yeah.
So they will chuck them out.
Oh.
Somebody who has done this for years and now in recovery, I'm telling you, that is why that is like that.
No, I get it. And, you know, this is near and dear to my heart, and I haven't had any alcohol since 1990. So I know that that's what people are doing. And unfortunately, they're drinking in the morning and they don't want to be caught at work. So I get that that's certainly an aspect of it that is very real. But I appreciate the calls. Hey, I think we did pretty well today.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad, because I'm kind of experimenting with this. When we come back, David Strom from HotAir.com, who's always one of my favorite guests, has written about a lot of different things, including some things related to the media and media malfeasance. We've touched on some of that earlier today with the intro to CBS News last night. Dave Strom will highlight some of this. Also, we're, you know, Fred's not here. He's a big sports guy too, but Ethan and I are really geeked up on the NCAA tournament and even the NIT tournament. SLU is in the NIT. We have Chris Gervino, dear friend of mine from back when I went to journalism school, who's really been an important part of the Mizzou basketball and football broadcast team for a long time. He's going to give us a preview of the Drake game. I think tomorrow night we have Joe Pott, who's going to, he's on the KMOX side of the building, but he also does play-by-play for SIU Edwardsville. And we got the guy from Drake coming up as well. We'll get a Drake perspective on the show a little bit later as well on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there. We got one more hour to go. David Strom plus an audio cut of the day in the next hour.